It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Florida State. They also have the Big Three roll-up. What's the chatter about Tate Martell right now, Josh?
He's in. The chatter from Miami fans is that they're back. They're back.
This does it.
The next episode of We're Back, featuring Tate Martell. But I think the buzz on FSU message boards is, this is a good sign for Jordan Travis, the guy that transferred from Louisville, the quarterback that transferred from Louisville that applied for a waiver, really had no hardship per se, but with the Justin Fields ruling and now the Tate Martell ruling, you've got to assume that we're just into full-blown free agency now, and it's probably a matter of time until Jordan Travis gets that waiver. So that's generally what FSU fans are concerned about in the aftermath of the Martell news.
Anything coming out of spring practice?
We're hearing some positives. It's hard to report on that right now because you get the fan blowback instantly saying, but seriously, hearing some good things about the offensive line. Of course, without Brian Burns and DeMarcus Christmas in spring practice, they probably do look marginally better. Not having to face those demons, but some of the other tidbits I've been picking up, Kendall Briles using his own verbiage, so we know that we've completely moved away from what FSU was doing last year. Heard the hand signals to get the plays in is a little bit simpler, and guys are going over that now. That was something, FSU couldn't even get lined up last year correctly. So even though these are little things, Bill, they're positives right now. All right.
Well, no, I hear you. Now, is it true that there is no playbook?
That I highly doubt. I have not heard that there is none. We're really going to lethal simplicity if we get rid of the playbook.
No, you know who's putting that out? My source, Karen. My main Florida State insider tells me there's no playbook.
That's funny because she covers the Aggies, but now she's an FSU insider.
What I need her to be, she is. Yeah. When it fits, hey Josh, when it fits the narrative, she is. Okay.
Right. For somebody that said I don't care about FSU, how many months ago was that? That she was dead. FSU was dead to her. They buried her. She moved.
I think
on.
It was the Virginia Tech game.
Yeah. Has she gone a day since then without commenting on FSU? I mean, just one day.
She says there's no playbook, so I'm putting it out there. I'm just telling you.
I gotta go. I gotta call the home and have them take the batteries out of her phone this morning. It's one of those days, I can tell.
Oh my God! Yeah, ask Willie. Say Karen, who you blocked on Twitter, says there's no playbook.
Willie made by far the best decision Willie's made since arriving at FSU was to block Karen.
Yeah.
Not much else has gone right for him, but that right there was. With something to be told.
That was Bobby Bowden level winning right there.
Yeah.
Blocking Karen, right?
And, I mean, I think the fan base gave him a pass at 5-7 once he blocked Karen. Everybody's like, oh, all right, goodwill's built back up. He's one of us.
Oh,
a lot of people
gosh.
Questioned whether or not Willie Taggart was one of us, and then he blocked Karen, and everybody was on board.
I saw you tweeting about it, and I read your articles, but tell us about the offensive lineman who committed.
The offensive line new commitment, Zane
Correct.
Herring, out of Madison County, big boy. He goes about 6'6", about 305. He's a tackle all the way. He's a local kid. And one of the reasons why I think it was so important to get him on campus is because he's always there. So better to have him committed and be an ambassador to the program if he's going to be on campus with all these other kids. Also a great position in need. Yeah, he's not one of the greatest offensive line prospects in the state or the country, but you got to remember where FSU's coming from. Just a couple months ago, we were scrambling in Illinois and Missouri and all these weird places looking for, you know, just some three-star offensive linemen. So it's important for FSU to lock this down now, build from there. You know, they're still going to take three or four more offensive linemen after Zane Herring. So this is just the beginning. He's the first one in the boat. They hosted him for an entire day, and they made it out to be – they called it Zane Herring Day. And I think this was just their way of saying, like, hey – you've been to campus six times in the last 2 months. Let's just have one day where you come on, bring your whole family. And I think it was the kind of the wink and the nudge that, hey, this is going to be the day you commit. So the plan went off perfectly. He was on campus for like 10 hours with nine members of his family. And then as soon as he left, he tweeted out that it was over. He was committed to Florida State.
Is anybody talking about Florida State basketball heading into the tournament?
Chris Knee is. Man, does he love some Florida State basketball. I think that the season, the hype, after the Sweet 16 berth last year, I think, you know, they've had a great run. I think people are just a little nervous heading in, but excited. I think they're playing some good basketball. I've watched a couple games down the stretch here, and physical – I like the way they're playing heading into the tournament. Is anybody up there talking about FSU?
No.
Basketball?
Not at all. Not at all. Well, some of the people on Twitter during the show do, but I bat it down. I don't allow it.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up.
The Big Three Roll-Up is an exciting one this week. We had Jim Levitt on, former Oregon defensive coordinator, former USF head coach. He was at Florida State 2 weeks ago. Watching a practice, Bill. So we got him on, and I had to ask him, is he interested in an off-field job at Florida State? Tune in tomorrow at 7 a.m. to find out. We had Jim Levitt on for about a half hour. It was great.
Was Jim nice? When I've had him on the show, and it hadn't been in a while. Matter of fact, last time I had him on, he was the head coach at USF. But he was always nice, but I hear people say he's not so nice. I've never experienced that.
He's a complete psychopath. So I started my career covering USF in 2005, the year that they moved to the Big East. I was 23 years old.
Right.
And I covered USF for four seasons till 2009. So I was there for their rise to number two. And I was young, and I didn't really know what I was doing. And me and Levitt butted heads a couple times. I mean, two times he personally escorted me out of the building, like had me removed from the football facility twice. So
What did you do?
So I kind of interned with the FSU site on scout.com like in 2003, 2004, and right. I knew how we covered FSU, and there was no USF site at the time, right? So they were like, hey, you're 23, but you live in Tampa. Do you want this USF site? So I said, sure. I didn't really know how to cover a program. I used to just go walk into the football facility when they weren't practicing and go sit in the coaches' offices. So back then, the coaches I used to talk to, Greg Fry was the offensive line coach in 2005. Lawrence Dossey was the wide receiver coach in 2005. Wally Burnham was the defensive coordinator in 2005 there. Rod Smith, who was at Arizona for, I don't know where Rod is right now, but he was there. I used to just go walk in there and just sit in their offices and ask them questions off the record. I didn't really know any better.
And Levitt, noticing this, had you escorted out?
Well, they didn't, you know, USF never had anybody cover the program the way that I was going to cover the program, like as in depth. The St. Pete Times and the Tampa Tribune didn't really give them the time of day because they didn't have the room. So, yeah, I mean, I was just in there, and he would see me a lot, and then just on bad days he would ask. Like, he just would be having a bad day and be like, Newberg, get out. Come on, let's go, and, like, just walk me out of the building. But I didn't know any better. I mean, I was wearing like flip flops and a t-shirt, and we had a good talk on the podcast. I thanked him for putting up with me back then, and you know.
Did he remember escorting you out?
Oh yeah, yeah. He told the story. He remembered it a little bit nicer than I remembered it. He made it sound like it was a misunderstanding, but there was more than one. But it was great, man. I enjoyed covering Jim. I thought all coaches were psychopaths. Like, I didn't know. I covered him for 4 years. He was the only coach I really covered. Then I realized, like, there's only one man that's as crazy as him, and that was Jim Harbaugh.
Right. Wow.
There's no coaches that are really on his level of crazy. Like, I can't even explain the things that he used to do.
If we could get somebody to tell us, did you get into what went down with he and Cristobal? How that happened?
We did off the record. I can just basically tell you, we spoke for 45 minutes outside. He was walking over to practice, and I was there for a junior day up in Tallahassee 2 weeks ago. And I hadn't talked to him or seen him in 10 years. And he walked out right in front of the Bobby Bowden statue, and he was walking over to practice, and I ran into him, and we said hi, and we ended up standing there for 45 minutes and catching up. And we went over – he spilled all the tea on everything. Basically, with that, you know, he was a Leavitt guy. He was hired by Leavitt at Oregon. And then, he was hired by Taggart at Oregon. And when Taggart took the FSU job, he was going to go with Willie, but – Phil Knight jumped in, not Oregon. I mean, he made a point to tell me that Phil Knight jumped in and signed him to that 3-year, I think it was like $1.7 million per year, $1.4 million per year, and basically told him, like, you're not going anywhere. You're staying here. Then they hired Mario, and Mario didn't really have a say in the pick. And basically Jim told me, you know, he knew that Mario didn't pick him and that he had 1 year. And Jim told me straight up, he's like, I got offered the Ole Miss DC job. He goes, I got offered another one. He goes, but I was waiting on that Kansas State job. He's like, man, I can't. He's like, I didn't get it. He's like, that was disappointing. But, you know, he's like, I wanted to be a head coach. So he's like, even though I turned down those other jobs, he's like, I would have done it again for a chance to be a head coach. So he kind of knew basically what he said was the writing was on the wall when he knew he wasn't Mario's guy, that it was going to be a one-year deal. He just thought he was going to leave as a head coach somewhere.
Well, but they still owe him $5.4 million, right?
Right. So he's not worried. They owe him all that money, and he's to not coach at Oregon. And I think there has something to do with making over $500,000. So I think ideally it works better for him if he gets an off-field job, because I think he gets the off-field job if it's under a certain amount of money. He still gets paid by Oregon.
Awesome.
So he's sitting pretty.
Yeah, he got a 3-year deal from Phil Knight, $1.7 per year, knowing pretty quickly it was only going to be a year, but he could collect all the money. That's not a bad gig.
Yeah, unless he left for a head coaching job, I think then the money would be nullified. I think it's if he takes another job, like I think it's over $500,000, then the money something changes with the money. But basically, right, he is he's making a good amount of money not to coach at Oregon. He's on tour right now. I think he's going to check out Michigan and the New York Giants. And he was at LSU and SMU last week watching practices. He was at FSU the week before. So he's making the rounds. He's enjoying himself.
Berg, that's good stuff, man. How do they get the victory roll-up?
SoundCloud, iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast. It'll be out tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
Yeah, that was – that's interesting. I really hadn't talked to anybody about – now, I knew that he and Mario had clashed, and what went down with Leavitt is Leavitt was interviewed for the head job at Oregon, too. It was between those two, basically, Mario Cristobal and Jim Leavitt, and they went with Cristobal. And at that point, among other things, that relationship, it was going to be tough to coexist. We talked about it. It's not the same story as Billy Stewart and Dana Holgorsen. But, again, coexisting, it's somewhat the same. That's going to be really hard when you get interviewed for it and you get aced out, but then you stay on staff. But the thing about it is the money was so attractive. 1.7, 3.4, 5, whatever they owe him. They owe him, what, $3.4 million, not $5 million. But regardless, still good coin, right? That's interesting. Tickets at Primo Seats. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. PrimoSeats.com. And remember, when you go in there and order, let's say you're looking at the basketball games coming up. You find your game. Click on college basketball. Find your game. Find the tickets. And when you are ready to order, make sure and get the discount. Go in the promo code box and put in the name Bill is King. Bill is King. And that will get you 5% off. That's right. 5% off. Put that name in there. 5% off. PrimoSeats.com for all of your ticket needs. Any sporting event, college or pro, find your sport on the site, PrimoSeats.com. Click in there. Search through the tickets. Find the deal you like. Now, that includes concerts. Doesn't have to be only a sporting event. You can go click on concerts. And again, use the name Bill is King. That'll get you 5% off. Let's get the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on I-40 East at Fessler's Lane. More on 440 westbound between I-24 and Nolensville Pike. South of that, a wreck on I-65 South at Old Hickory Boulevard. On the other side of Nashville, clearing a collision on I-40 East at McCrory Lane. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high. The United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coldall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus, plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coldall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
India Jordan with At Home Realty is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military.
This salute is brought to you by India Jordan with At Home Realty.
Serving Nashville and the surrounding area with quality service and pride, she's our area's premier real estate realtor.
Whether you're buying or selling, look no further than India Jordan with At Home Realty.
Call today at 615-604-5568.
That's 615-604-5568.
India Jordan with At Home Realty.
Thanking her customers and saluting our troops and veterans.
It's the Greg Bogue and Big Joe Show.
This is not. Did you just fall out of your chair? Are you okay? You're sweating on your forehead.
I'm back now. All right, that's good. Well, I'm trying to plug my computer in underneath here, and then
you fell out of the chair.
Yeah. It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR, Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, then increasing clouds with an afternoon shower, high 64. Clouds and a good chance for showers tonight, low 42. Partly sunny, a stray shower Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Bloodline Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Josh tweets, Bill Karen has a shirt she has sewn together that's got A&M and Florida State on it. She hangs it up next to her Jimbo and Josh Newberg shrine. I know she's got a Jimbo shrine because she tweeted it. Jeff 2 says, Bill, Rod Smith is currently at Illinois. He's on the Illinois staff. I did not know that. I was not up to date on that. Gary Joe Collins on Twitter says, Bill, a backyard barbecue cost Bruce Pearl his job at Tennessee. Meanwhile, old Ratface in Durham, North Carolina, has Bernie Madoff cash invested in the big three of Williamson, Barrett, and Reddish. He also says Bill Scuttlebutt is that Rick Pitino is going to UNLV. He says, I still don't think the NCAA will allow him to use the oldest profession to bolster his recruiting. That should be minimum of a 10-year show cause for Slick Rick, he says. Tell you what, Rick, here's what I don't get about Rick Pitino. Rick Pitino is one of the best college basketball coaches ever on the court. He is brilliant. He is off the chart brilliant. And you got to remember now, when Kentucky got hit in the late 80s because of the infamous Emory Air Freight package mysteriously opening up on the conveyor belt, and the NCAA whacked Kentucky hard, really hard, Eddie Sutton era. They go and they hire Rick Pitino away from the New York Knicks. Sam Newton does. Goes and hires. And Rick was in his rock star glory at that time. And Rick turned Kentucky around and won him a natty. And got to another natty game and then left for the Celtics. And Rick was doing things right. I don't know of anything. Now was I there every day to monitor? But I don't think he was doing anything wrong. That's what I don't get. I don't think Rick has been some kind of out-of-control cheater guy, right? So he gets to Louisville, and he wins there. Won an Addy there. But he has first the Karen Seifert thing, which was really embarrassing and proven to be true. Then he had the whole hooker thing. Later, players and all that, and whatever and all that went down. He was so, maybe it was just me being naive, but that was not his reputation. He was never an out-of-control, cheating, womanizing, cut corners at all costs guy. I just don't get it. Now, again, I know what happened. It just was so against what he supposedly stood for. Now, what might happen if UNLV is trying to get him? I don't know where that's at. I was looking around at it earlier, but I do not know what the latest is on that. I'd like to see him get back in, but I mean, I understand all the ramifications and I understand what the brushback would be and everything. I just never understood it. And it's funny, we've talked a lot about that today. And all these are different circumstances, but Auburn with Bruce Pearl, that's a whole different set of circumstances. But back to the Deion Thomas thing, or what happened at Tennessee with the backyard barbecue. Kermit Davis at A&M. And he got a 3-year show calls and then had to work his way back through junior college. And now look at him. Was just the SEC Coach of the Year at Ole Miss. And he's rehabbed himself. I haven't heard anything about him doing anything wrong at all. Not at all. So, interesting, man. I mean, really, very interesting. And just to track some of these coaches and everything and see where they came from and what might have happened during their career. Now, Is there any chance in the future we'll be talking about Will Wade rehabbing his career? I don't think there's any way he could survive at LSU. I mean, we got the feds on this thing. The feds aren't faking it, or they've got the juice, right? I just don't see it. I don't see how he survives. We'll wait. Belmont was a 2.5-point favorite last night in the play-in game with Temple. They won. They won handily, double digits. Yeah, Belmont advances. And again, I'm a Belmont guy, so I'm not saying this to be demeaning, but the tournament, as it customarily starts, is on Thursday, Friday, when you have all those games. But I'm happy for Belmont. And look, Belmont needed to justify the at-large bid. They've been to the tournament plenty of times. They've earned their way in a one-bid league. They've earned their way in. This time with an at-large, they needed to justify it. You did not need to lose that game. And they did. Belmont says, I don't need no freebies. We're going to win this game. And they did. So good for them. And again, if you haven't watched them, I mean, it's not like you're watching a super talented team or something. That's not what I'm saying. But you're watching an incredibly well-coached team and players that are good. Yeah, Rick Byrd's done a phenomenal job there at Belmont. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. 615-293-0722. Give these folks a call. We had a lot of jobs up. Shelbyville, Lewisburg. Got Brentwood today. Yeah, got hoity-toity Brentwood today. Got Franklin. Got several areas that need to be covered today. 615-293-0722. If you're looking for the best pricing and the best work done when it comes to your needs. Now, you need to be on a quarterly spray regimen, okay? You need to be at least in the preventative mode. I don't care if your home is brand new. That is something. Look, you're either going to have a problem or you need to be out in front of it and prevent any problems. It's kind of like the old termite thing. I'll show you a house that either has termites or I'll show you a house that eventually will have termites. That's the old saying, right? So be out in front of all these things, whether it's your quarterly spray, whether it's termites, whether it's brown recluse, whatever it might be. 615-293-0722. And again, you're going to love the pricing. Okay, let's take the break. I'm the Nashville Hotel.
Wrapping up this accident that happened earlier in Brentwood here on Moore's Lane right at I-65. That made a bit of a mess. Caught a lot of people off guard here in Brentwood. Donaldson Pike and M Hill Pike. Watch for a crash at that intersection. 4300 block of Lebanon Pike. They're on the scene of that wreck in Hermitage. Murfreesboro Pike at British Woods. That's two cars collided right at that intersection there in the Antioch area. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. I'm talking about the Air Force. Log on now, airforce.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Eric O'Prun, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlets to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the Biscuit Bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale Honky Tonk Bar Lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Middle Tennessee. Grab your tickets for Wrestling Night as your Grizzlies host the Rockets Wednesday at 7 p.m. For $22, get two terrace-level tickets and 2 5-piece boneless wing coupons from Wing Guru. Grab tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP. And Grizz Nation. Pick up the best seats at the best prices to see the Lakers, Warriors, and more with Grizzlies 2019-2020 season tickets. Plus, place your deposit now and perk up with free tickets to all remaining home games this season. Tickets start at $9 a game. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today. The arena of ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 888-702-5494. The Bill King Show.
Omni Nashville Hotel. I pulled up some of these NCAA tournament spreads. Tennessee Colgate. Vols -17.5. The Vols are playing a toothpaste. How about that? Liberty and Mississippi State. Hugh Freeze's team. Liberty and Mississippi State -6.5 for Ben Hallen. Let me randomly find a few others that might be of interest. Ole Miss is favored by 1.5 over West Coast Sooners team. Oklahoma. Kentucky is favored over Abilene Christian by 22.5. Gators minus, actually Gators getting 1.5. Correction. Yeah, Gators plus 1.5. Nevada. Belmont, after last night's win over Temple, they're a 3.5-point dog to Maryland. Sparty is favored by 19 over Bradley. Florida State by 9.5 over Vermont. Auburn minus 5.5, New Mexico State. LSU minus 7.5, Yale. Oh, and here's the one they rigged. The tournament's always rigging games, right? What I mean is they set them up, meaning they put them together because of the storyline. Thursday, the first game on TV is Minnesota-Louisville. You've got Richard Pitino against Louisville, the school that ran off Daddy. Louisville's favored by 5.5. You don't think they put that there for notoriety, for storylines, for intrigue? No, it was totally happenstance. Oh, look, there's Minnesota-Louisville. I had no idea. So Minnesota's coach is the younger son of the guy who got humiliated and run out of town at Louisville. Oh, I didn't even know that. Isn't that a coincidence? Well, we did good there. Accidentally, we did good. Slava has checked in today. What is up, Slava?
Home on hire. Great recruiter.
I love that.
I've traveled many places over the last several years, operating import-export company. And I have questioned that, first off, congratulations to Belmont and Rick Bard, a wonderful human being and an asset to the community. safety. But why in God's name is the first four in Dayton, Ohio? You look at a place like Dayton, Ohio. It is hard to get to. You have to choose which county airport you want to fly into. The Cincinnati airport is actually in Kentucky. Why not have the game in Louisville? But you, Dayton, Ohio is terrible, Bill King. It is like Knoxville, Tennessee with less oxygen. It is the very air you breathe is a toxic fume. It is the closest embodiment of J.R.R. Tolkien's Mordor that we can replicate here in the United States. No joke. My car was outside the hotel, right down the road from the General Motors truck assembly. And they come out with an inch of gray dust all just for one morning. You want the college kids to come play there? Oh, I might not play at Azteca Stadium in Mexico City. But Belmont is a good program. I think that'll give Maryland a very good game. But you look down the road, if Vanderbilt could ever get their act together, get a man like Rick Barrett on campus instead of Bryce Drew, two first names, running the program into the ground, it is terrible, Bill King. Baseball is back in session, and that's all I care about for them. But you look at it like a boxing promoter. You've got Louisville in Minnesota, the storyline, that's all we're talking about. I love it. It is, you got to have an open mind, I guess. It's totally for television, and I love it. Okay. But listen, a great show. I hear that the WNSR headquarters is trying to move closer to Williamson County just for you, and I know that is a big victory for you. But you and I will talk soon. Have a great rest of your morning.
Okay, thanks. I don't think it was. I think it was to get closer to Charlie. Yeah, Charlie. Charlie just now gets on. Once they get moved, we'll Charlie, will that cut, 15 minutes off your trip? Probably, at least. Probably 20. Charlie's just got a straight shot in now where the new headquarters are going to be. But no, it doesn't affect me. Oh, that's good. That is very good. Somebody bean count that. That's a very good question. Why in the hell do they put that thing in Dayton, Ohio? What has Dayton done to deserve this? Well, the better question is, why have the game? Other than Belmont, I'm happy for Belmont. But other than Belmont, why even have the game? Why have the play-in games? I mean, 64 wasn't enough, I guess. But, you know, why in Dayton? Why not Bridgestone Arena? Yeah, have it here, and maybe I'll get a little bias behind it. Put it in there. I tell you what. No. Play-in game isn't, other than Belmont now, again, there's the exception. There's my bias. Is not worthy of being in Bridgestone Arena. Bridgestone's too good for it. So we put it in the municipal auditorium. Yeah, have the play-in games in the rat-infested, should-be-demolitioned municipal auditorium. I don't know how many of you folks have been. I know a lot of you have been to Bridgestone. You've been to the Omni that don't live here. I know because I saw you there. But I don't know how many of you have seen the municipal auditorium. It is the city's eyesore. Okay. It's kind of like that building on campus. You know, if you've got your college campus, that should be gone. I'm just saying. Vince tweets, Bill, I'm happy for Belmont for getting their first NCAA tournament W, but they're not going to beat Maryland. Yeah, they're about a 3.5-point dog. Josh says, Bill, is Slava colluding with Trump? I think so. And that's one of the reasons why I like him so much. I'm colluding with him. So I don't know why the president wouldn't. Yeah, we've definitely got Russian influence on this show. I happily broadcast that. Yeah, Slava. Everybody should have somebody as good as Slava for their show. Finding another Slava is not going to be easy, but probably not going to be done. Round Man says, Bill, I'd like to see Florida State win a close game against a highly seeded opponent, at least in part due to Leonard Hamilton's excellent late game clock management. You know what I mean? Leonard's a Kentucky guy. Man, Leonard's a Joe B. Hall guy, man. Vince says, Bill, have you watched that new betting show on ESPN called Daily Wager? He says it's a really good show. I've heard that. I have not seen it. I don't even know. I'm going to have to look. When's it on? I don't even know. But I've heard. I'll tell you who endorses it. I think Rob likes it. Now, if Rob likes it, then it's good enough for me. Rob says something about wagering. I say, yes, sir. That's all I know. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, for the next commitments, we can get a tour of both Vanderbilt Stadium and the Municipal Auditorium. That's a good. What can we charge for that tour? What if we charged a penny? Do you think we could get it? How about they decide to rebuild the dud, Dudley Field? And in the meantime, Vanderbilt has to play in the Municipal Auditorium. It would look just like home, so what's the difference? So Jeff, too, pulls up. It's an article, and it's about Dayton and playing the games there. It says, so why Dayton? Nothing against the good people of Dayton, but it's not a major cosmopolitan area. And it's not like Dayton screams vacation destination in March. One reason might be Dayton's advantageous geographic location. The Columbus-Dayton Metro is within 500 miles of 60% of the U.S. population. Dayton sits in the Eastern time zone, is a short drive from the NCAA headquarters in Indy, and is a reasonable trip for fans across the Midwest and East Coast. Dayton may also benefit from being just the right size city, large enough to have the hotel, dining, and stadium infrastructure to support a large event, but not so large that the games risk being drowned out by other events. Combine that with a local fan base that loves college football, et cetera, et cetera. So there you go. I mean, that's all interesting. When Slava brought that up, I never even thought about what is Dayton or why Dayton. Gator Brandon says, Bill, 15, 16 years ago at the Municipal Auditorium, I went to a Rodney Carrington show. And it was a dump back then. You know the last time I was in the Municipal Auditorium, I think. It was either when we had that minor league hockey team. Was that the Dixie Flyers or what was, Charlie, what was the name of the hockey team that we had years ago? Even though you weren't here, Charlie would know. I went to one of those. Tracy Harris and I went. Either that or I went to a concert there, one of only two concerts I've been to in my life. Or I went to a Jimmy Connors, this is in the 70s, exhibition tennis match against somebody I don't remember. It was one of those. Just Business says, Bill, is Slava going to come to the next commitments? I missed him last time. I will make it a point to see that he's invited. He was always invited. He knows that. Slava travels from time to time, too, so I don't know his schedule, but I will put emphasis on trying to get him there if it fits his schedule. Yeah, we need Slava there, too, because the Cosby Cattleman's not coming. Okay, that's not happening, so. But we've got to get Slava there for sure. All right, one more break here. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning, Brentwood. Police wrapping up this accident here. Had injuries earlier on Moore's Lane right at I-65. Other wrecks in their clearing stages, Donaldson Pike and M Hill Pike. Traffic still busy out here on 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Working your way down from the north. Still not too bad on 40 coming through Hermitage Donaldson up by the airport. Mayfest 2019 in Obergatlinburg is happening May 17th through May 27th. Check it out online at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Geico is a proud partner for all of the sleeper team, but every other team they're waking out of nowhere coming. Are you kidding? My eyes aren't believing the little school that could and look they're doing. Everyone, including their mom, surprising Cinderella. Yeah, and both of these giants shooting fit storytelling bracket busters. In other words, Geico is a proud partner for all of the madness that is March Madness. And little reminder, they make it easy to switch and save.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bungalow, apartment, flat, farmhouse, fort, lodge, cabin, cottage, chateau, palace, shack, crib, condo, shoebox, duplex, manor, mansion, McMansion, hutch, hut, pad, shanty, villa, castle, cave? No matter what you call it, a realtor knows how to find you the perfect home. We're more than an agent or app. We're trusted professionals serving you, your family, and community for over 100 years. That's not just what realtors do. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat made-to-order food that's hot and meaty like a meal. You want Penn Station East Coast subs. This is the food you daydream about. Grilled steak and onions covered in melty cheese with baked bready goodness and fresh-cut fries. See it with your mind's eye and smell it with your mind's nose. It's what dinner and lunch were meant to be. Answer your craving with something truly mind-blowingly delicious. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Busch has done it. His 200th career win across all three of NASCAR series. Up next, a tiny little short track called Martinsville Speedway this weekend. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Busch, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, a clear sky, then increasing clouds with an afternoon shower, high 64. Clouds and a good chance of showers tonight, low 42. Partly sunny, a stray shower Thursday. Utilizing the resources of the Bloodwing Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Jeff in Ashland City, Jeff 2 says, Bill, it's the Nashville Knights. That's right. Dixie Flyers was many years prior. Yeah, saw the Nashville Knights playing there. Now, that is truly hockey that I assume you go see because you definitely want to see, like, an all-out brawl every time. And that's, I mean, you got that a lot. Yeah, I went to see that. I don't know. I've been about three or four times to events in there. It's been forever. I'll probably never go. That'll be a good question for the show someday when we need it. We don't need it right now, but I'll post it. What'll happen first? Vanderbilt does something about football and their stadium, or the municipal auditorium gets demolition? That'd be a good one. That'd be a good question for the show. See where the audience lands. Even if you don't live here, and lots of you don't, still vote. Just pick a side. I don't care. No, go anti-Vandy. Yeah, it fits the narrative better if you go anti-Vandy. Even though you're not qualified to answer because you've never seen the municipal auditorium, you've seen Dudley Field on TV. I know you have. Vince says, Bill, Kermit Davis just got a contract extension from Ole Miss. Good for him. Yeah, that's... he's doing well there, man. Roundman said, in case you missed the point, Leonard Hamilton is used to having trouble managing the clock late in games. Yeah, I mean, Leonard's had his moments. Leonard is a hellacious recruiter. I mean, he really is. A phenomenal recruiter. And a pretty good coach. He did a good job when he was at Oklahoma State prior. Leonard did. Yeah, the Nashville Knights. Vince says, Bill, the daily wager comes on from 5 to 6, Monday through Friday. That is a good ESPN idea. ESPN gets slapped around from time to time on this show, right? But when it's good, it's good. College football coverage, other than that head punk play-by-play guy, is good. The games they put on are very good. Very well done. Destroy Fox. Okay? Other than Gus. They destroy Fox. The visual, the broadcasting, everything. So when it's good, it's good. Most of their stuff, though, outside of that's garbage that they put on. The games that they produce are always good. Doesn't matter what sport. The daytime programming to fill inventory is godforsaken bad. Epic levels of the depths of hell bad. Daily wager sounds like a really good idea. Compliment them. Oh, did you see where... who was it that got fired at ESPN over leaking Baseball Tonight information? Anyways, he's landed on an internet channel or something that the former boss of ESPN now runs? The guy that claimed that he had to leave ESPN because of cocaine, which apparently was made up. Like, would you make up a cocaine story that's not true about yourself or something like that? Uh-oh. I can think of better ways. I mean, when I left to Sirius XM, I didn't say it was because of cocaine, right? We came up with a better explanation, like we weren't getting along really well. That was a little more palatable than, yeah, I'm going to have to step aside. I just told my superiors I've got a cocaine issue. Adnan Verk? Is that who it is? Yeah, okay. That was from Clay. Clay, as in, flew to A&M to watch Vanderbilt. Watch Vandy play. Hawkeye Jason said, FS1 also has the show called Lock It In. It's from 3:30 until 4:40. He said it's been successful, so the ESPC people responded with their own show. It's a good idea. Regardless of who was first to market, it's a good idea. Like I told you, when I got started in the late 80s, gambling and gambling talk, more so gambling talk, like out loud on the show, was considered incredibly taboo. I'm going to give an example. It would be like today if somebody on a sports show started talking about porn. It'd be like, dude, what are you doing? Whoa. That's the way it was back then, okay? And now the gambling is fairly – I mean, I still get people – I'll get an occasional email, not every day, from somebody who's got a problem with the gambling talk. Somebody who's either had a bad experience or knows somebody who struggled with it, which I understand. I totally respect that. I do. But it is mainstream. It's very well accepted these days. It's no longer taboo. Tomorrow, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, will be with us. Looking forward to that. And I'll tell you, he's good. You folks who have questions for him, you can send them to me in advance. You can email me, BillisKing7@gmail.com, or you can tweet it during the show. And I know that a gentleman down there in Georgia has already sent me a question. Sent me a question the other day for Chris Landry. Chris, down in Georgia. So I've already got it. I told him to remind me, though. Please remind me. So I can remember the question you want me to ask about. Oh, it's about Saban and Kirby Smart. That's right. Anyways, at Crazy Charlie 615, at Bill is King. I'll be around all day, hanging out. Lash Bob.